Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Which you need, my what?
Your zip code.
70113.
You may have your first and last name.
Golda Richardson.
And will you verify your shipping address?
2443 2nd Street.
Okay, just one moment. Yeah, this year you have this meal plan with us.
I have what with you all, ma'am?
You have a meal plan with us.
A meal plan?
That's great.
That's not what I authorized. I was told that I want a power drill, take the survey, and I will be charged $5 shipping and handling. And they took $50-something off my card. Do you see that transaction, ma'am?
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, so basically you have a meal plan with us. You paid $1 to $5 for entry, where you had to select an item such as an iPod, Instapot, PS5, Dyson vacuum. And when you did that, you ended up with that meal plan with us.
No, they didn't give me that option to select none of that. All they did was gave me the option to put in my card information to pay for $5 for shipping and handling. And I called my bank, and they've taken $59 and some cent off my card, and I did not authorize that.
Okay, have you already disputed the charge with your bank?
Yes, I have, and they told me I needed to get in contact, gave me this number to get in contact with you all so that money could be put back on my bank, on my card. I don't want that. I can't afford to pay $59. If that was the case, I could have just went and borrowed a power drill. But they say I won one, and $5 for shipping and handling. They didn't give me an option to select for anything else. All they gave me the option was to put the bank card information in to pay the $5 for the shipping and handling.
Okay, let's see. Okay, well, I can, let's see. Okay, and you said that you have already disputed, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so due to you standing on a recording line that you have already disputed, the only thing that I am able to do is cancel out your account and provide you with a confirmation. You don't have to give us a call back with your bank on the line. If your bank is willing to drop that dispute or can verify that there is no dispute, then we will be able to start a refund process.
Wait a minute. So, okay, let me understand you. You want me to get off the line with you after I done went through this long, long process between you and my bank, call my bank back, then call you all back with my bank on the line?
Yes, you have to give us a call back with your bank on the line.
Ma'am, I could get my bank on the line right now. Can you hold on 1 minute?
Well, I wouldn't be able to hold on the line.
Excuse me? Hello?
Okay, so you have to give us a call back with your bank on the line. I wouldn't be able to hold on the line.
Why? My bank has already gave me y'all number so that y'all can put my money back on my card. So what I have to call my bank back for?
I do understand what you're saying, but due to you stating that you have already disputed, there's nothing that I'm able to do about that account.
Okay, my bank told me that I needed to call y'all. What you mean I've already? So if I haven't disputed it with my bank, then y'all could put my money back on my card?
If your bank can verify there's no dispute, then we will be able to start a refund process.
Oh, you mean like the form paper information dispute like that?
Your bank will just have to call to verify there is no dispute.
My bank have to call.
You have to give us a call back with your bank.
Why I can't just call my bank so my bank can tell you that there's nothing, so y'all could go ahead on and put my money back on my card?
Well, your bank will have to verify that.
I understand that, ma'am. I could get my bank on the line right now without having to call you all back.
I do understand, but I wouldn't be able to hold on the line while you give them a call.